I don't think she would ever do this, though. Check this out.
The cafeteria was full. We had probably 200 students or so in there from throughout the school. It wasn't an expected part of the routine. No one knew that she was going to do that, but she wasn't doing anything inappropriate. Suddenly, she stepped to the front of the group and threw off a coat, and she stripped from the waist up. No behavior that anyone encountered in the course of the assembly. And she spent a fair amount of time during the assembly talking to the principal, and they're having a perfectly, you know, normal conversation. We did throughout today make counseling services available in all of our classrooms. We'll kind of evaluate our students when they return. We're off all of next week for the winter break.
Okay, so a mom, this is last week in New York, a 24-year-old mom shows up at an assembly. This wasn't an assembly that parents were invited to. She was the only parent there.
Yeah, it's kids only.
She went up on stage and started stripping. She stripped off her top.
Took it right off.
Top, bra, everything gone. Dancing now, on stage. And this was an elementary school.
Yeah, but do they need counseling for that?
I don't think so.
Unless she was like saying random things. I mean, I saw her mugshot. She definitely looked like she was either super crazy or high.
Yeah.
You know, she one eye was going one place and just totally wide. You could just see the whites of her eyes. And one eye is looking straight at me. She was nuts in this picture. So yeah.
Oh, I didn't see her mugshot.
So if she was shouting at the kids or like yelling or whooping it up, maybe that's why they need the counseling.
What? She must have been on drugs, don't you think? What could possess somebody?
I'm guessing.
A mother whose kids are in elementary school to show up and just strip on stage.
Unless the singing and dancing from the kids was so good, you know, that she just was moved. She couldn't help herself.
It quite obviously was not recorder day.
No.
It was not a recorder concert.
And they said that there was just some music and some dancing.
Oh, should I take my top off?
Oh, yeah. How about I think of these hot cross buns, huh? What's going on over here? One a penny, two a penny.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that because oftentimes I'll say things like, "What? That seems ridiculous." And you go, "No, that's not. If you were a parent, that you would know that that wasn't ridiculous." And so, to me,
the counseling,
yes,
yeah, I don't know why.
I thought the same
counseling.
Thing.
You see that? Don't you think 9 out of 10 kids have seen their mom's boobs?
Well,
I know that my kids have.
Yeah.
Yeah. More than I see them. Definitely.
How do they see them, though? What's the scenario? Can you give me an example? Like, you're camping, maybe?
Well, maybe you're camping.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's probably the most likely scenario. Yes, is you're camping. And Katie does not wear a shirt when she camps. That's kind of her thing. Gets back to nature.
No, what is a situation where your kids would see your wife's boobs?
Out of the shower, maybe because they're all girls, so that it's more free.
So they go
that.
In there when
right.
mom's in the shower.
Absolutely.
And they don't
or
go
in the
there.
Room if she's putting her shirt on or changing tops.
Okay.
But they definitely, like, it's embarrassing sometimes. We were at a swimming pool. We were at a water park, maybe.
Okay.
It was my parents and Katie and me and the three girls.
Oh, no.
And my dad took his shirt off, and Charlotte said something about, "You have little nipples like Dad, not big ones like Mom." And Katie and I look at each other like, what?
Oh, my goodness.
You know? And my dad is like, well, okay. I'll have to take your word for it. Yeah. Yeah. So she was probably 3 years old at the time.
Oh, Charlotte.
"You have little nipples like Dad, not big ones like Mom." Like, what? What is going on here?
Kids are so funny.
What are you teaching these kids, Katie? Why are you just dancing around topless all the time?
But you know what's funny, Curtis? I don't remember ever seeing my mom's boobs growing up.
Never?
No.
Really? How
I don't
about
remember
you, Amanda?
No,
never.
I don't think so. And if I did, I think it was by accident. Like, I went into the bedroom when she was changing.
Well, I don't think Katie shows their girls on purpose.
Yeah.
No, she does. Okay. All right. What do you think of these? Huh?
No, but I'm just saying.
Here's
maybe they're just getting out.
Someday,
you know,
girls. Woo!
Nut.
All right. So you accidentally would see them. You
I
don't
never
think
saw
you
my
ever
mom.
Saw them.
To this day, I haven't seen my mom's boobs.
Really?
No. I kind of hope I don't.
You guys need to go to the gym together or something.
We do.
You know, and then you just hang out seeing boobs.
We used to do aerobics together. It was so funny. Me and all these old ladies doing aerobics. I mean, there was an 85-year-old woman doing aerobics.
Awesome.
When I would go back and visit, come back to Michigan and visit my parents. Yeah, my mom was on this aerobics kick at one point.
And you guys,
oh my gosh.
You guys did not shower then after?
No.
No.
No, we went to Burger King.
Oh, perfect. Wow, that was quite a workout. Let's get some onion rings.